Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It is about 1 degree in here. I don't know who was here overnight, but
there was no one overnight.
The AC was turned all the way down to nothing.
We were in auto all night.
Oh, automatic. Huh. Oh, well.
Automated.
Automatic, automated. Automation, automaton.
I feel I'm showing stuff.
Yeah, I can see your, your areola are contracted.
Crazy.
Don't call it that.
I'm calling it that.
It's areola, everyone. No, that's what she means.
It's areola, and my brother will be so proud of me. Everybody has their thing. Like, I want everyone to say flaccid.
I've never heard it.
I haven't either.
That way.
He said that's what it is, though. I don't care. Yeah. Oh,
well, you hear all kinds of things,
you
but you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's freezing in here! I walked in, I'm like, it's like walking into the polar vortex. I cranked the heat up.
Von must have had his jacket on because he was working in there for a little bit. And Bryn had his jacket on, so.
Yeah, so they must not have noticed.
The boys.
Like, my
hands don't worry,
are like
you'll
ice.
Be sweating shortly, Sarah.
That is true, Yuzette. That is happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
The hot head.
I brought my pills just so you could see.
Oh, yes.
What
take a picture
called.
Of them. And
what yeah. pills?
Her hot you know, headed pills.
My hot head pills.
I don't know. I don't know. You know,
the hot flashes.
Even this chair is freezing.
So you're why would so the person who left last night, the last person just
so
turned
last
the heat
to
off.
Leave, honestly, would have been Jane at 7 p.m.
Well, somebody between either Jane or right afterward. I'm telling you, it was turned to zero. It was
or
turned
maybe,
all the way
you know
down.
What? Maybe someone came into dust and clean.
Oh, and they hit it?
No, they didn't.
You're
have
hilarious.
You seen these
studios? Nobody's clean.
You're the funniest person I've ever met.
I think pretty much what they do is empty the trash, and that's
right.
the extent of the cleaning.
Well, yeah. that's one way it might have happened, but you're right, I was kidding. No one comes in here to clean.
You're so funny. You
good one.
Good
where's
jokes.
His jump?
Anyway, I don't know about these hothead pills, so when you said you know about these,
oh,
I,
well,
no,
we've
I don't.
Been talking about them, because yeah. I'm definitely, something's going on with me.
Let me go. Grab them so I could tell you. Because everyone always Facebooks me and asks me what I'm taking.
Because you like it. It's helping you. Yeah, she's nodding. Well, anyway.
Weird.
Once I warm up, my brain unfreezes.
You'll tell me stuff?
I'll tell you all kinds of stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
You
were
missed
yesterday. I'll tell you that.
What do you mean?
I know you had to go up to the North Bay. So we talked about yesterday. We cut our podcast with Johnny Mosley, mm-hmm. which I do now. It's good. It's,
more work, yay!
Yay, I know. But it is fun, and he's a good guy, and we've yeah. known him forever.
Johnny's awesome.
He's been wanting to do a podcast, and so you know, we figured out a way to make that happen. So Bryn comes over to my house, and it was so funny. We're going around the room. He goes, "What's your go-to karaoke song?" I'm like, I always go for like a Britney Spears song,
mm-hmm.
and Bryn goes. You don't want to know. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, Backstreet's back. All right. He's doing Backstreet Boys. It was so funny. But we talked a lot about you guys. You know,
on the Johnny Mosley show?
Yes.
Why?
Because he really, you know, wants you to come up and be
well,
on the show.
I will. I told you guys, you know, try to do it earlier.
Yeah, I know. Well, yesterday was very
1 o'clock start
yesterday was
time
very late.
Is bad.
How about, can you just cut one here?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh,
that's a great
bring
idea.
His booty over here. We're here. You come here, Johnny.
That's a great idea. I'll see if he'll do that next time.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we Facebook Live.
So we can walk
it.
In and stare at him and go, entertain us.
Yeah.
What would you
podcast.
Like to ask
yeah,
us?
It's your podcast, dude.
We'll follow you. Uh-huh. Where are we going?
That's why he hired me. He's all, so what's interesting about me?
Uh-huh.
Tell me. Oh my God, that's a great idea though. We've been Facebook living it,
mm-hmm.
and Instagram living it. So, I mean, it seemed like there were a lot of people looking at it, but it was. It's just so funny because we're so like. Yesterday, he goes, "Oh, I want to do it on Facebook Live. Like, where can I put my phone?" I'm like, "I don't know." He's looking around. And he's trying to, like, hang it off things and rest, balance it on things. Finally, I'm like, I'm going to go get some nails. I just, like, drove nails into the wall. And he took these, well,
you drove
I did, because it's in the studio and there's already crap all over the
walls.
So
your husband wasn't around to see
he
this.
He wasn't, actually. He was out of the room and he can't,
John
came in
not
and
allowed that.
He looks at it. He's like, oh. I'm like, don't worry. It's going to, we need that. So it's like these little nails.
It's going to be our permanent space.
We use twisty ties to keep the thing up. I put it's on my Instagram, goodness. Actually. My Instagram is Clarky Clark, I-E, C-L-A-R-K-I-E. And you can see the little, like, the nails in the wall and then the, like, little wraparound twisty ties, like garbage bag ties that we used to hold the thing in place. It's so funny.
So you guys sang karaoke or not?
No, but we were talking about... I just
you
thought it was
guys
so
of all the people.
Well, we can't.
With nothing to
we
stop
can't,
you.
We can't sing any songs on there because we can't. We don't own the rights
so
to them.
So you would have sang and it would have had to have been cut
right,
out.
Right, we would have had to cut it out. I know. The world these days.
Interesting.
Mm. I know.
You're going to have to make up your own songs.
We have been.
Do you guys have...
John sits there with the guitar the whole time.
I have not listened to your podcasts.
So John's on the show usually.
I would say he's on it, but he really doesn't say too much. He could, I suppose.
Well,
I
think he plays guitar.
Yeah, he said what his 2 cents were, you know, for the, I think his go-to is Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Sorry, you were saying Michelle?
I was saying Michelle listens to your podcast.
Oh, did she say it's any good?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
She does. However, she says it's too short.
Oh.
By the time she like turns it on and gets to going on her elliptical or whatever, it's done.
Yeah.
So she's like, it's just too short.
Yeah.
Well, I would argue that there's other people who'd be like, man, it's sweet. You stick and move. You give us just the material. There's no chafe.
Yeah.
20
no
minutes
fat.
Is all. We're aiming for 20. I think Greg Nemitz, our big boss here, he was like, it's got to be 15 minutes minimum. I'm like, we're going to give you 20. We are over-delivering.
As usual. Duh.
And we could go longer, but I agree with you, Vinny. I feel like, you know, they're short and they're sweet. He was talking about Lindsey Vonn
one
of them yesterday.
Oh, did you ask him about Lolo Jones?
Yes, I did. Yes, and guess what? Check this noise out. Thank you. Mm-hmm. They contacted him to do Celebrity Big Brother.
Is that right?
Why wouldn't he?
Malia said, no, he's not doing that. I fell on the floor. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You would be so great on that. She's like, no. They'd paint me in. I'd be like, dude, you're smarter than every single person on that show right now. Like, right, you and Ryan Lochte would team up. You'd run that guy.
That's not hard to do.
That's not, that isn't, there's nothing to be proud of. Lochte is embarrassing.
Right. Well, he doesn't realize it, though, so
I guess
he's not
embarrassed. I think he kind of does, but I also think that it's just the dopey look.
Right.
Like, I think he thinks he's handsome, but when you look, and he's not.
Yeah.
Not handsome, but you look at him and you go, man, there's vacancy there.
I know. Mm. I can picture Johnny doing really well on that show. Yeah. So I you know.
So
he said, he goes, no, we turned it off. I go, you tell them you'll do it next year.
Does he feel it's beneath him?
No, it's not that. He feels like he would get rolled on that show.
Bad pup.
I guess. I don't. It wasn't even that so much. He just felt like he was basically saying he doesn't think he's smart enough to be on it. Which was just so silly. I'm like, you'd be perfect. And he goes, I wouldn't know what to do. I go, listen, you sit down with me and John. And we're going to tell you how to get through the whole show.
Well, I understand what he's saying. Because if you make, especially now, if you make a public mistake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's your new permanent record all of a sudden. And then you're like.
Just go in and be yourself.
But I didn't say that. But it sounded like you said that. So you said that.
Yep.
Would that cement him into being, as we said before, a C and D lister?
Well, listen, he did the goddamn ice skating show. And I mean, if you tell me
and that didn't
he could have done
season,
Celebrity
right?
Big Brother or an ice skating show and they chose ice skating.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I'll take a meeting with you and advise you differently.
Yes.
Go on Big Brother. And do this. Be careful.
Yeah. Just, you know what? Be yourself and make the
But be careful.
I think the key is make friends with everyone. Be likable. Don't get caught in a lie.
Look, I'll give you...
And just don't talk that much.
I'll give you an example. First of all, you go in there. They do have drinks. Yes. So he needs to be cool with the booze. And
well,
I'm sure
he did say that. He's like, oh, no, they have booze. I'll never shut up.
Yeah, you'd have to be cool with the booze because that's where the real mistake could happen, the one that could end you.
Right.
You know, that's where the thing you said or the thing you did ends up being like, wow, that's on YouTube forever.
Forever.
You know, that's a problem. But you know, if he goes in and he just keeps his cool. Like, we're slightly public figures in that we, whatever.
Right.
However you want to explain that. We have to be careful.
Yeah. Yep.
There's things out on the road. Someone cuts you off. My first instinct is middle finger, bastard. And then I go, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to sit here.
Right.
Because you just don't do that. People know you.
Yeah.
And how many times has someone gone, hey, and you're like, oh my God.
Right. When you least expect it, you're just like, doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't even have to be in this area. Like,
I was walking somewhere by my house the other day, uh-oh. And someone goes, hey, at the shopping center. And this gal pulls out her, I'm walking with Ella, and this gal pulls out her
earbuds
and goes, hey, I'm listening to Secret Show right now. I'm like, oh.
That's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
I've had that happen too.
You're like, oh, God.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but you never know, Vinny.
What a funny thing that must be to be listening to our stupid Secret Show and
see
one of us
the donkeys from the show right there in front of you.
You just said this crazy thing about your pot of gold.
So my only point in bringing that up is he's already experienced with some of that. People know him, mm-hmm. So he's known. So he knows to sort of keep his cool in situations where someone's egging you on. And so he's got to do that. He can't get sucked. Like that. Is it Tamar? She's manic, man. And I'm sure it's good for...
Yuzi says she's trying to copy NeNe Leakes.
Oh,
Leakes is on the Atlanta Housewives, and she's just got NeNe's mannerisms down.
Well, it's not just the mannerisms to me. The manic stuff is inside of 1 hour. She is crying, laughing, mm-hmm. fighting.
Yelling. Right.
Like, there's...
Making
there's,
up.
There's right. these...
She's just turned on too high.
I don't know if
we need to turn
the
her
word,
down a little.
That,
no, manic is the word. You're 100% right.
Yikes.
That lady is cuckoo.
And when someone's...
They say that's why she got kicked off of her talk show, The Real, with four or five ladies, I forget.
She was on that.
The boot.
Oh, boy.
Because she was not
she's difficult.
Dealing well with
she's
the other ladies.
She's incredibly difficult to deal with. Yeah. Like, even the thing that she was sort of accusing Candy of, she's like... Candy's looking at her. This is another person who's on the celebrity
Candy
Big
Burris.
Brother, Candy mm-hmm. Burris. They were on tour together. They're both singers. And Candy's just kind of looking at her going, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, why are you laughing? That's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Like, she starts freaking out about that. Like, she is a person who, like, perceives slights everywhere she looks, mm-hmm. is what it seems like to me.
If that were my daughter or one of you guys, I'd be like, please be above that. Don't get on your knees in front of another human and be like, I need you to, like, just be above it.
Uh-huh.
You don't need her to do anything. Uh-uh. You're fine the way you are, and you don't need this chick to approve you or to say sorry for, move on, man.
Just move
what
on.
Are you doing?
100%
And so
agree.
She's doing all that weird, I gotta get these things straightened out, or, no, you don't.
Yeah.
And then she goes from being like, sort of semi-aggressive to in the other room bawling and not
bawling.
Just like having a tear, but like I gotta cover my face.
Right.
Yeah,
she got sunglasses on, ugly cry. Uh-huh. Pulls the thing up over her head, like she pulls the whole neck. By the way, something going on with her neck?
Not even a hoodie.
Every single thing she wears is like totally blocks her neck, totally bundled around her neck.
I have to pay attention.
I didn't notice, but I do know that she, like me, has no hair, so maybe she feels like she's got to accessorize.
Yeah, uh-huh. I guess.
Because I can understand, as a dude, I don't give a bleep. But
I don't know why she didn't bring
lady,
20 wigs. Mm-hmm. I've seen her in a million wigs.
She had one on during the...
Beginning part.
No, the horse bit.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, the cowboy bit. There was a wig.
Oh, I didn't see that.
How come the cowboy, only the guys...
Had a few. Three people compete, and they draw three more names. Right?
Well, there were three nominees already. They drew two more names, and they just happened to draw two dudes.
Okay,
so three dudes are on the block. Yeah, it's just that
it
wasn't a sexist thing.
Yeah,
even though it might have seemed like it.
Anyway, she's. I wish he would have done it. That's the only thing is he'd just have to not let himself get sucked into stuff and.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he would, you know, he's a cool guy. People want to be his friend. What would be his problem?
He should totally do it. Plus, he looks so good on TV. He should be on TV as much as he possibly can. Like, Johnny Mosley is a good looking dude. Mm-hmm. All right. Can you reach out to Malia and just tell her, you know, because I would like to, I would like him to come in here so Vinny and I can lay out our whole plan for him. He's got it. He goes, as soon as I brought it up. because I was talking about how they're on Celebrity Big Brother and there's a brotherhood. And...
Oh, wait. So you didn't even finish the Lolo part. So what was he telling you about the brotherhood?
Well, he was saying that there isn't one. He he's like, yes, it's a shared experience, but that would not mean that in that situation I would necessarily automatically have that person's back. He was like, I would get to know that. But what exactly did he say? He was basically like, if she was another skier, I might feel more
right. In
obligated.
That situation, he's not obligated to really, like, you know, compromise himself for that,
right.
You know?
Well, I think that he nailed it. You have a shared experience. Like, I have surfing or I have radio. So anyone I meet with those sort of similar backgrounds, we have a good chance at hitting it off.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we're going to.
Or that you're my ride or die.
And
or
it's
something.
Highly likely you might be someone who cut me off in the water one day and I'm right. like, you!
Oh!
What the?
You beat my record by a tenth of a point. Tenth of a second.
You know, so that right. might even be part of the...
Right. Like, it might even be more competitive if it was someone that you were that into it with. But he was, you know... He also was amazed that she's 36 and still a virgin. Although when you watch...
We all are amazed.
We're amazed until we watch her on the show. We go, oh, I see. She's a nutcase. Like, she is fully the most... She's like instant jealousy. Like, kind of goes a little mental on you. If you, you know, these perceived slights that everyone is... But here's what she could do. She could go up and talk to him. She could sit down with him one-on-one and be like, hey, man, you know... We're both Olympians. Let's try. If that's so important to her.
I don't know.
We should have each other's back. Come on, let's do this.
I don't know what if there was any conversation or not.
Yeah.
But
well,
she
they certainly
is,
didn't show it.
I think you could probably, man or woman, you've dated someone in your life where you keep trying to connect. They're so good looking in whatever you're like. They have your thing
mm-hmm.
where you're like, man.
I really like that thing.
I like you so much. Why are we just not able to meet eye to eye on anything? Then I've had that where I'm like, I'm gonna try again.
I'm going back in.
I gotta try again.
Hold my beer.
It's gotta be me. It's got to be. Maybe it's me.
Right. Maybe I can change something. That's how girls do it, by the way. They make you feel like you got to change something.
Oh. And then there I am again going, no. Yeah.
Well, sometimes people are so much alike that's what creates the trouble.
Not only. Yes, that's true. Yes. Sometimes you're right. The mirror of yourself, you're attracted to it. And yet then you're like repulsed by the thing that you can't even see in yourself. The thing, I think part of me is like super jealous too. I would love to go on Big Brother. Like, to me, that's like, I get it. I'd probably be the oldest person in the house right now. But I would love them to do like a DJ version of this. Like, take a DJ from all the major markets.
Right.
Would you really want to compete with other DJs? Because then you're, I don't know. That seems.
I think it'd be great.
It'd be better to be the only DJ in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. But. You know,
because
if,
there
if
is
the,
a brotherhood in DJ?
No, there's no brotherhood, believe me. No brotherhood. We're really nice to each other's faces. And then you turn around to the people on your own team and you go, I hate that person. But there's, if that's the only way I can get on the show, that's what I'll go with. But I would love to be on Big Brother or Survivor.
Have you submitted anything?
No.
Well, then how are you ever going to get?
I'm never getting on there.
You
don't be silly.
Didn't even try.
Don't be silly.
Have your person submit something.
I have Survivor
dreams
all the time.
We can take video from this show and just submit that.
Sarah's
You don't even have to do a separate thing.
Oh my God, I want to be on
so bad.
Sarah's
saying how she could do it and how she would handle it.
Right.
But submit
this
segment.
I've been talking about it for years. So anyway, when I heard that he'd been asked to do it and just without even thinking about it, turned it down, I was just like, oh my God, you have to be kidding me.
I still don't get it. He took ice skating but turned down Big Brother.
Maybe he turned down Big Brother because he took ice skating. Like, maybe he went,
you know,
oh
what?
Boy, I shouldn't have done that.
I don't mean, and I do not mean this as a slight. I'm a big Johnny fan. I know what he did. He did SNL, for Christ's sake.
Dude, he was great
He's
on it.
He's a big deal. I get it, all that, but... Nobody saw you on ice skating, Johnny.
Right.
Don't worry. Whatever happened.
Only we saw you.
Season,
no,
right?
I didn't even see him, and I'm a fan of his. Nobody saw it. Don't worry. Whatever they made you look like, you're fine, dude.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
Go
it.
Go in there. Just be you. He's very charming. He's good looking and charming.
Yeah.
And I just know that he'd do great on that show. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he'd flame out the first week.
Well, whatever. That's, you have to go into that knowing that, you know, you're only in control of what you do.
These people all got $100,000 just to walk into that house. Like,
yeah.
Dude, it pays. Mm-hmm. And if you win, it's 250 more.
For someone who has money, and I'm assuming some of these people
do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you're saying some don't?
Well, I'm assuming some don't.
Sure, I suppose.
Because you are tapping out of your life. I mean, that one of them said it at the beginning of the show. They were like, I'm kind of addicted to my phone. It's going to be hard to not have any of my stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of the contestants said it, but there's that, you know.
Well, it's the thing about Celebrity Big Brother, too, is it's about a month commitment. Mm-hmm. It only airs for... Like, it airs for less than 3 weeks, and I think they're sequestered just for a few days before. So it's not that much of a deal in your life. Like Real Big Brother, where you're gone for 90 days, that'd be a little different.
Yes.
More than 90 even. I don't know what it is. But it's, I just, God, I'm so mad at them.
We're late.
Oh, my God. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.